humor and joy, too. We hope that you'll consider your own life and your own story as you read. Is there a problem in the world or in your life that you'd like to help solve? In this book, you'll meet Precious Perez, who is from Chelsea, Massachusetts. She was born prematurely, and health problems caused her blindness when she was an infant. Over and over, Precious and her mother heard from doctors and others about what she could not do. But Precious saw herself differently, and her mother fought for her right to be seen as a person, not just as a person with a disability. As Precious grew, she experienced bullying and discrimination at times, and always found solace in music. Whether it was her mother's Puerto Rican salsa music during house cleaning sessions, or Precious's own sing-alongs to J-Lo CDs, music provided a safe haven throughout her younger years. Soon, her teachers recognized that her love of music was paired with an enormous talent. Against the odds, Precious is making a successful career as a professional musician and music educator. She could have listened to the many voices over the years telling her what she could not do. Instead, Precious chose to focus on what she could do, which is incredible. Many of us will recognize the conflicts Precious has faced, and all of us will be moved by her strength and determination in the face of extreme challenges. As readers ourselves, we were heartened and inspired by Precious's story, and we hope you will be too. Chapter 1. Talent. It was a Monday morning during my senior year of high school. After 4 years, it seemed that I knew every corner at Chelsea High School and every person in it. The 1,300 students were multicultural and diverse. I was well known as the only blind person in the school, and I found my classes mostly fun, even though they were a little predictable. But this day would be anything but predictable. I was just setting my things down in my music production class when my teacher, Mr. Papa Vasilio, asked me,
"Precious, can I talk to you for a moment?"
Surprised, I immediately felt a sense of dread. Am I in trouble for something? Have I missed a deadline or an assignment? I thought. Anxiously, I followed Mr. Papa Vasilio across the small classroom and into one of the closets that had been converted to performance studios. He sat me down on a stool opposite him and, without any hesitation, asked,
"Do you want to make an album, Precious?"
To say I was confused was an understatement, but he didn't seem to notice.
"I think you have a gift, and I know you write songs. I've seen what you can do in class, and I really think there's something we can do with your talent."
He paused to emphasize his next words.
"Because that's what it is, a talent."
The word talent bounced around in my brain a little. I wondered if I'd even heard him correctly. As far as I knew, albums were made by people like Jennifer Lopez and Mariah Carey. I was a public high school student in Massachusetts. Mr. P was waiting patiently for me to answer. I hadn't spoken since he'd said, "talent." I smiled tentatively. "I mean, I have like 100 songs, but..."
"If you're interested in making an album, I can help you."
Mr. P's tone was earnest.
"I want to help you. I have a friend who is a producer who could help develop the album and get the word out about your music. We could do a crowdfunding campaign to cover the costs. We could..."
He kept going on about how we could record my music and release it to the public, but I was barely listening. A few minutes earlier, I was beginning an ordinary school day. Now I was having a conversation about making my own album. I was in disbelief. Not because I thought I wasn't good, but at 17 years old, for most of my life, people had been telling me about the things I could not do rather than about the things that I could. "You're serious?" I asked. "We could make an album?"
"Totally serious. I think we could make something great."
I was quiet again for a minute. I had to consider whether I could actually do this. His suggestion was not only an endorsement of my talent, but also his acknowledgement of my determination and my ability to pull off something as complex and important as this. I was honored. As I sat on that stool across from my teacher, my doubts and anxiety evaporated. I've always been good at making decisions based on my own gut feelings. 2 years earlier, I'd attended the National Federation of the Blind's Massachusetts Convention. It was my first time there, and I